the fire made that up, but by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind the devil lurks. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Kill it inside and let it burn. It's not the only will I hold. Kill it inside and let it burn. The empty eyes are falling down the path of no return. And blindness and wonders if it's mine will ever learn. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely.
Okay, welcome. Input Inside, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Money Not Broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Send that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can call in your debit or credit card number to Mike and he'll take your money in. Of course, we have PayPal. Keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. So, to tomorrow night, I do want to announce that we have Ryan Dawson joining us on the Patrick and Jeremy show for 2 hours. We'll do my hour show, and then the other hour will be on Patrick's National Bugle, as usual. Ryan's going to be plugging his new film, NUMEC, N-E-W-M-E-C. The film exposes how Israel stole the atomic bomb, how terrorists took advantage of the massive weapons surplus following the end of World War II and created black markets for illegal arms trafficking, many of which went to the ethnostate of Israel. And then the weapons theft would escalate to highly enriched uranium for nuclear bombs, and the assassination of a U.S. president, talking about Kennedy. So we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow night, so I'll be tuning in for that. Tonight we do have some headlines to get to, and we are taking your calls live on your Monday Night Drive, 512-248-8252, if you want to weigh in. They had the G7 conference, and of course the big topic is the Ukraine. So you had all these nations gather together in the G7, and the West has vowed to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. Right, that's what the price of freedom is worth. Reuters: a group of seven Club of Wealthy Nations on Monday vowed to stand with the Ukraine for as long as it takes, quote unquote, promising to tighten the squeeze on Russia's finances with new sanctions that include a proposal to cap the price of Russian oil. The announcement came after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, addressing G7 leaders at their summit in the Bavarian Alps on a video link, asked for weapons and air defenses to gain the upper hand in the war against Russia within months. Let me just stop here and say, we're really beyond flattening the curve in Ukraine. I mean, this is just going to drag on. What are we into? 5 months? Let's see. Yeah, I mean, we're going into 5 months now, and they're talking about just even more weapons coming in and extending this out. The G7 statement aimed to signal that its members were ready to back Ukraine for the long haul. at a time when soaring inflation and energy shortages fueled by Russia's invasion have tested the West's sanctions resolve. We will continue to provide financial, humanitarian, military, and diplomatic support and stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, according to the statement from the West. After missiles rained down on Kiev on Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the United States was readying a new weapons package for the Ukraine that included long-range air defenses and ammunition. Oh, good, that's more stuff for Russia to blow up. The G7 countries said they also had pledged or were ready to grant up to $29.5 billion for the Ukraine. Imagine that. On top of the over 50-something billion they've sent, they're going to pledge another $29.5 billion. As you struggle to fill your gas tank up and your pantry full of groceries, some people can't afford to drive to work, and all the shortages here in the U.S., and we're going to grant $29.5 billion for the Ukraine. Also, continuing on with the Reuters article, Western nations on Monday pledged unwavering support for Ukraine in the war with Russia, including more sanctions on Moscow and air defense systems as Russian forces closed in on the last big city still held by Ukrainian troops in the eastern Luhansk province. Leaders of the group of seven major democracies meeting at a summit at an airplane resort, alpine resort in Germany, said they would keep sanctions on Moscow for as long as necessary and would intensify international economic and political pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin's government and its ally, Belarus. So they're going to intense and keep the political pressure. Wow, maybe the ruble will climb to even higher than it is now. You know, maybe the West will crumble even more. That seems to be the only result of what they're doing. Quote, imagine if we allowed Putin to get away with the violent acquisition of huge chunks of another country, sovereign independent territory. This said the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a.k.a. Chris Farley Jr. He told BBC this when asked about the possibility of the war dragging on for years. These people are ready to go to war for years and just completely gut the Western economy and the middle class. So I don't know if it was planned per se, but I mean, definitely these incompetent leaders, and I say incompetent because they're not statesmen that represent their own country, their own nation, but they're very competent in the destruction of the West. And apparently they understand what's going on. This is not a mistake. This is not where they've just said, oh, well, we've messed up, but we're going to just go on with it. Apparently they want to destroy the West. That's the only conclusion that I can come up with. The lessons for that, back to the Reuters article, the lessons for that would be absolutely chilling. All right, talking about war dragging on for years and Putin taking over the Ukraine. The point I would make to people is that sometimes the price of freedom is worth paying. That's the price of freedom, is not being able to fill up your gas tank to go to work, groceries through the roof, and all the while we're supporting and dragging on this war over a territory that really belonged to Russia for nearly a millennium. And we're supposed to just accept this and just take it. This, with the midterms coming along, I guess they probably suppose that gun violence and Roe versus Wade is just gonna wash all of this Ukrainian nonsense, you know, out of the electorate's minds. And, you know, it very well could. People are going nuts over this Roe versus Wade thing, which I believe was leaked by design to give the Democrats some sort of a rallying point for midterm 2022. Some people, not me, But some people who are of an even more conspiratorial mind would say that the Supreme Court justices were in on this and made the ruling for that purpose. Now, I don't want to go there, but I certainly wouldn't argue with anyone if they took that position. Nothing surprises me at this point. If all of the justices were basically in on saying, okay, let's give them Roe versus Wade so that, number one, we can keep conservatives, participating in the system so they don't check out and go to something more extreme. And number two, so that we can give Democrats a rallying point, because even Democrats are just fed up with their own leadership and the way things are going. So all of this could very much well be a hoax. But that having been said, taking it at face value, these incompetent rulers, these people that have been placed over us, are just going to run rampant over the American public, over the populace, and over all of our concerns, and just push on with this war and keep pumping money into it as Americans in the working class crumble. The United States said that it was finalizing a weapons package for Ukraine that would include long-range air defense systems, arms that Ukrainian President Zelensky specifically requested when he addressed the leaders on video link from Kiev on Monday. So that's it. I mean, there you have it. The West going completely kamikaze on this. And to what end? I mean, to what end? And how does this fit into the World Economic Forum's plan, maybe to collapse the West and go on to one global economy? Probably these people are sitting back saying that this fits right into how they want to do that. Problem, China. China's not going to collapse into their system. So I really think that China and Russia are both wild cards in this. So on the one hand, China and Russia are wild cards. But on the other hand, they're utilizing this conflict with Russia and the separation of the West from China. They're utilizing that to crumble the economies of the West, to force the West into this, new economic system. How then are they going to get China? I don't think they've thought that far ahead. I think they're just flying by the seat of their pants on this one. Next up in the news, the January 6th committee from thehill.com. January 6th announces last minute hearing for Tuesday, meaning tomorrow. The House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol announced last-minute hearing for Tuesday after previously saying that it would pause its series of meetings until July. An advisory sent Monday said they would convene at 1 p.m. to present recently obtained evidence, but provided no other details. The committee last week said they would pause their hearings for 2 weeks given a wealth of new evidence. Quote, "We've taken some additional information that's going to require additional work. So rather than present hearings that have not been the quality of the hearings in the past, we made a decision just to move on into sometime in July," according to Chairman Benny Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi. The shift in schedule comes after what the committee member, Representative Jamie Raskin from Maryland, called a deluge of new evidence. During its third hearing, the committee finished its website on the screen behind lawmakers, with Thompson asking those who might be on the fence about cooperating to reach out to us through the panel's tip line. Ah, interesting, the tip line. This is how they just keep pulling more and more and more people into this, even though we're 18 months out away from it. There is a tip line where any family or neighbor or acquaintance can call the FBI and say, "Hey, I think this person that I know participated in the January 6th, and then the FBI will come and detain them illegally, might I add, without any type of constitutional right, and will detain them indefinitely without trial, without due process, in a gulag in Washington, D.C. This is continuing to go on. That's what the tip line is for. is for your own friends and family to turn you in. This also, if you want to touch on a topic that comes up a lot in RBN, is a form of communitarianism, where the elites, the ruling elites, rely on the community to enforce their tyrannical rule, where that you can't even trust your neighbor. Very similar to Bolshevik Russia 120 years ago. The panel's investigators on Thursday also sat for 2 hours British filmmaker Alex Holder, who was subpoenaed and asked to turn over a video relating to his documentary about the Trumps, including interviews with former President Trump and his adult children and former Vice President Mike Pence. The footage was a significant get for the committee, as it includes an interview with Trump and Pence, with whom the committee has said they have yet to secure an interview. The committee was also experiencing a new batch of documents, expecting a new batch from the National Archives. However, a letter from acting archivist Deborah Steidel, sent the same day that Thompson announced the delay, says that the new information would be released on July 8th. Why July 8th? Why do they got to wait that long? You know, you would think they would have reviewed all of this information. And why are they still pounding this out? Obviously, to try to affect the midterms and the 2024 election. But, I mean, you literally have baby-killing skanks and their faggoty boyfriends breaking into, like, what was it, Arizona, I believe, the Arizona state capital. And yet no panel is convened, no insurrection charges. Just like Black Lives Matter, those are approved protests that are backed by the state. And if you try to stop them, God help you. If you as a citizen try to stop any of these protests, God help you, because they're approved by the state. But yet the January 6th people that protested the election hoax are still being drawn in, still being arrested, still being held and given farcical banana court trials, banana republic, kangaroo court trials. Back to this article, the previous effort to delay hearings into July came after Thompson suggested that the panel may consider adding additional hearings. The panel is still set to review the role that extremist groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys played in the attack, with another set to review Trump's inaction despite scenes of violence at the Capitol. Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, Three Percenters, Rise Against, I mean, all of these groups are fed, infiltrated, and obviously you had feds directing these people. Probably a lot of the people that join these groups are good American patriots that just want to do something for their country. Probably some of them are LARPy, you know, they want to wear like costumes and LARPing me, and they want to like show out and, you know, get recognized for doing something brave. Probably grew up watching movies and stuff, you know, where the good guy went out and did these types of things. And probably you get a lot of people that are well-intended, but they have been drawn into a Fed trap. And these groups specifically were present at January 6th to entice normal folk that just wanted to protest the election hoax into walking in the Capitol and getting in trouble. Up on the break, we will be back on the other side with your calls. Run in plain sight. And I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Your Monday night broadcast on Inclined Site. Let's go to the call screen. We have Paul in California. Paul, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Jeremy. So this topic is interesting, and I just want you to consider this. I'm not asking you to buy it or believe it or et cetera, but so there's many people have talked about this, the whole January 6th, you know, insurrection. A number of people, including James Fetzer, have done quite a lengthy analysis on the supposed shooting of Ashley Babbitt. Miles Mathis wrote a paper about the January 6th so-called incident, saying the same thing that so many others have said. There were actors on both sides. Okay, the whole thing was riddled with actors, you know, government agents, et cetera. Miles Mathis made the case, as he's done in other events that he's uncovered along with similar researchers, such as Ole Domegaard. I've mentioned him before. Anyway, Miles Mathis made the case that he doesn't believe about the number of people arrested, held without trial, held incommunicado, not being allowed visitors, and so forth and so on. And there's a lot of good reason for this. First of all, there's laws and there's been lawsuits on all these issues. You know, you can't hold people, you know, without charge, without trial, without bail. You can't deny people visitors. There's a number of things that jails and courts and you know, jurisdictions have to adhere to, or they can and will be sued. And, you know, there's a long track record of these fake events having been outed, and, you know, by Mathis himself, as I mentioned on this show before and on other shows about the whole, you know, Charlie Manson and the Tate LaBianca murders. I am firmly convinced, as is he, that none of those people actually, quote, went to the real jail and spent any real time because they were actors. Also, he did the Patty Hearst case. You probably not young enough to remember, but perhaps you heard of the famous Patty Hearst kidnapping and the Symbionese Liberation Army and so forth and so on. If you read his 40-plus page PDF on that, you'll come away with very little doubt that that whole thing was fake as well. So I have serious doubts about exactly, you know, I don't know anybody, and perhaps people that are listening or maybe you know people for sure that are there. But, you know, the idea that people have gone and not been allowed to visit is very suspicious, right? Including there was that story of that one congressman or senator supposedly that went there and wanted to see these people and he wasn't allowed. That, to me, just rings of untrue. And again, like I said, there's, you know, there's court cases on this. There's lawsuits on this. There's a lot of things that they want us to be afraid of. And you just might want to keep in mind that they want us to be afraid of their omnipotence, you know, like a peacock. And maybe they don't really have omnipotence, but they want us to think they do. That's my thought.
There was about a dozen people in Kentucky arrested that went there. I don't know the case on all of them. One of them was really close to Paducah, Kentucky, which is just maybe 40 miles north of me. And he just wore an ankle bracelet and, you know, awaited trial. I never did see a follow-up on that. Another one here was Nicholas Bradoff, arrested in May of last year by FBI agents. He was down in Memphis, actually, but he's from Kentucky. And he was one of the guys. He was seen spraying police officers with a fire extinguisher. And again, he got home arrest. And then some of the Kentucky guys were taken and, you know, to the Capitol for trial. But I don't know personally anyone other than these two individuals that were locally that got arrested, and they seem to be treated fairly well. So, I mean, that's a very good point. I mean, we don't know for sure who these people are that are being detained. I'm not saying they weren't or they were, but there's a lot that we don't know. And I mean, the whole thing is just hoaxy. You know, the whole thing is just really hoaxy. And it just smacks of, you know, political gain just to try to keep Trump from running again. For what that's worth, not that Trump's going to do anything, but of course they don't want him in. They don't want him running. They want this to stay and just keep dragging it out. And that seems like what they're doing.
Yeah, there's another word to use, too, when you say it smacks of. It smacks of an operation. And that's really what so many of these things are. They're operations. And I call in because I figure, you know, you, out of so many people, are open, or you would be open to these things, these thoughts, as I knew you were more than likely would be. And again, I can only just point you in the direction of the things that I've seen and experienced and read about. But, you know, there's just certain things they can't get around. You know, the speedy trial provision, you know, and waiving time is something that a lot of lawyers, you know, jump all over. And, you know, the thing is you just can't hold people indefinitely without bringing charges and bringing them to trial. There's, you know, there's time constraints on that are actionable.
We're up on the break. You want to hold over? You got some more thoughts? We'll catch you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Jeremy here. We're talking to Paul in California. The Northern Kentucky student, Nicholas Brockhoff from Covington, that was the guy arrested down in Memphis. He was indicted in August of last year on 8 felony counts, assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers, use of a deadly weapon, which was a fire extinguisher. He actually was taken to the Capitol, according to Fox19.com. And then I pulled up another article from Kentucky.com where it says that 17 residents of Kentucky, not 12, have been arrested for allegedly participating in the attack. Some of them have short prison sentences, or some of them have probation, and some of them just have fines. So, no, I don't know anybody personally. I'm just reporting on these particular people in Kentucky, and apparently it's 17, not 12. According to this recent article. But yeah, that's what we got. Supposedly there's over 500 that are being held there from all over the U.S.
Attack. If you remember that, you said, in the attack, And of course, there really wasn't an attack. I mean, this is the way, this is the language and the way they manipulate us. So just quickly, I'm going to comment. I really have come to love these Farron show-isms that they play all the time, such as I'm a conspiracy factualist and you're a reality theorist. Enjoyed that one. But yeah, so we've all heard of sentencing guidelines, right? And of course, these courts and judges also have guidelines for, you know, bail and for, you know, other such things. They can't really just make it up, you know, as they go, as like they would probably want us to think. So think about the fact that if any of these accused didn't hurt anybody, and I imagine very few of them did, if they didn't do any major property damage, then what would be the beef? What would be the charge? It would be a simple trespass, right? If they didn't hurt anybody and they didn't do any major damage to anything, you know, and that would be, you know, what, you know, vandalism at the most, depends on what it is they did and then what it is they damaged. So we're talking about a trespass. So how much sense does that make to, you know, for them to say, well, okay, there, all these people are being held without trial, you know, incommunicado, you know, without bail and isolated conditions, so on and so forth, for the majority of them would be a trespass. It doesn't ring true. And as I said, you know, we used to have in this country, or at least they used to let us know in the press, civil rights attorneys that would come forward and defend people for nothing else, for the publicity or the notoriety. And I am sure there are plenty of civil rights attorneys out there that still exist. They probably just don't get the same coverage that they used to get. But if I was an attorney, I would be all over any of these cases if they were real. Because if it turns out that they had nothing on them and they held them in jail all this time and did indeed hold them in isolation, deny them bail, you know, deny them their speedy trial, that sort of thing, there's major lawsuits coming with damages. So my opinion, and all it is an opinion, I wasn't there, I'm not there now, is that I think the majority of this thing is a psychological operation. That's me.
Wouldn't surprise me at all, and I'm leaning towards that too. Pulled up another article on Time just to get a more accurate count. Time Politics now, this says 840 people have been arrested for storming the Capitol. With charges ranging from obstruction of an official proceeding to assault. Nothing on insurrection. I don't see any charge on insurrection here. Only 185 of them have received criminal sentences. 185 out of 840. So yeah, right. That's a little strange.
And they want us to keep, they want to keep swirling it around, you know, with the keeping the tip line open, and they're still combing through the data and the photos looking for, you know, it's just this whole ominous thing, you know, we're big brother, we're very powerful, you better look over your shoulder. Again, it's like a peacock that's just puffing itself up. And again, this is just my opinion based upon, I don't know, my wandering mind. Thanks for hearing me, Jeremy.
Appreciate the call, Paul. Always love your insight and your alternative view that makes us think, that makes us think about outside the box. Let's go to more callers. I think we have Rick in Arizona coming up next. Rick in Arizona, welcome to the show.
Yo. Yeah, I always like Paul's calls. I really think that, you know, he adds a lot to every show. I wish I hear him more. Yeah, there's always that possibility that everything's, you know, it's all fake. It's to, you know, scare people off. But you got to remember, they do have the Patriot Act, and they can hold you as an enemy combatant of the state and not give you habeas corpus. You know, that's something you got to consider. They don't have to let you out under the Patriot Act. So, I mean, I don't know anybody who's in jail over this. I don't know anybody who knows anybody who's really in jail over this. And take a look at some of these characters who really are involved here. You got the scumbaggery of Alex Jones characters, like what's that one guy from Oath Keepers? And then there was Holly Alexander. And then there's Owen Schroyer, who ran a GoFundMe for his defense. He raised $250,000, and he's just charged with trespassing, and he's not even in jail. He's on show every day, and he bought a whole new wardrobe that'll last him 20 years. I mean, so I'm in the middle. It could be fake, but then again, it could be real to really scare people off and not pull it. But really, you know, to solve this problem, why don't everybody have just a January 6th reunion and bring your guns? You know, these people are so outnumbered, and they're scared. I mean, they really are scared of what happened that day. I mean, 1 million white men pissed off. Now, most of them didn't bring their guns, but let's just say they did bring their guns. Who's going to stop them? 1 million men? I mean, Hitler went into Russia with 3 million men, Army Group North, South, and Central, 1 million man armies each. So who knows what's really going on? Time will tell. But Paul's got a good analysis there. But you got to look at the other side of the scale. They do have the Patriot Act, and you don't have habeas corpus. They do not have to let you out. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate the insight. Yeah, you got a couple of high-profile individuals that were all over the news, like the bull shaman, the guy that was painted up like a bull and had the horns, you know, on his head, Jacob Chansley. He apparently was sentenced to 41 months in prison. Let's see, who else did you have? Baked Alaska. I was going to look him up next. Baked Alaska, you know, had the YouTube channel, big YouTuber, a public figure. Let's see what happened to that guy. But, you know, you have these people that are high profile, you know, that you've seen in the protests, that have been on podcasts, and they've gotten sentences. See what Baked Alaska is on January 6th. And I haven't looked these people up lately. The bull shaman was sentenced last fall. The judge nixes January 6th plea deal after Anton Joseph Gwinnett, who is known as Baked Alaska, said he agreed to take the deal because he was worried that he would be stuck in jail. He declared himself innocent. This is from NBC News, a right-wing internet personality who live-streamed himself storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was set to a plea guilty. He was going to plead guilty to a federal charge on Wednesday as part of a plea deal reached with federal prosecutors, but the plea deal went up in smoke after he declared himself innocent. Joseph Gwinnett, also known as Baked Alaska, was set to plead guilty on one misdemeanor count, which he would admit that he willingly and knowfully paraded, demonstrated, and picketed. Paraded, demonstrated, and picketed. Those are the charges inside the Capitol. He was charged one day after the Capitol attack and arrested in January of 2021. He originally faced charges of entering or remaining on restricted grounds without lawful authority and disorderly conduct. Again, no charge of insurrection. The plea deal went out the window at a hearing after Judge Emmett G. Sullivan asked Gwinnett whether he was pleading guilty because he was in fact guilty. And Gwinnett said that he was not guilty. He said he believes he's innocent. So Sullivan said that he had set a trial date for March 2023. So next year in March to settle this one. Yeah, that's really hoaxy. Let's get back to the call screen and take some more. We got James in Vancouver coming up next. James, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. You're talking about these guys in January 6th?
Yeah.
So, all right. So if I look up Nicholas J. Fuentes, I get a whole bunch of pictures. For example, I'm looking at someone named Michelle Malkin. I'm looking at someone called Baked Alaska. I'm looking at someone called Paul Gozar. I'm looking at someone called Catboy Cammy, Jaden McNeil, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Wendy Rogers, Ethan Ralph, oh, bingo, Alex Jones, Madison Cawthorn, Louis Theroux, Charlie Kirk, and it goes on and on. Allie Alexander, oh, guess this one, Gypsy Crusader, right? Mm-hmm. Who are these guys supposed to be? Some kind of activists? Because to me, they don't add up to anything. They're there for show. Okay? Milo Yiannopoulos? Vosh.
Yeah.
Wow. James Alsup. Mm-hmm. Oh, Gavin McGinnis. Yeah, there's my favorite. Oh, he's a real tough guy, this guy. You see, Matt Getz. This is all to make people feel that, yeah, something will be done. And we're going to take care of you. And you see, like that, right? And they're all running free. And they, and what is this guy, this Oath Keepers guy? He does the prisoner's dilemma on his whole, in his whole gang. He rats them out to the cops. You see? So I can't take
feel like these people, you feel like these people were put in the public, you know, just as someone to placate the right, to make the right wing feel like we had a voice.
Well, yeah, and like, look at, I've been involved in police intelligence, okay? And what they say is, well, how'd you like to do this for us? And we'll, you know, make sure things, you know, go okay for you. And I never said this on your show before, but I've been involved with it years ago, right? And it's all fake, right? And if you go to these meetings, like, for example, oh, come on down, crimes against humanity. There'll be a bunch of feds down there to help you take your name and address and, you know, take all your details, what you like for breakfast in the morning. And then now they got you on a list, you see. They used to do this in the 60s, too. There's a book you can look up, okay? I'll give you a reference. It's called The Glasshouse Tapes. Glass House Tapes by Lewis Tackwood. All right? You can get that book. I'll tell you how it goes. All right?
The Glass House Tapes. So, I'll look that up.
Yes. Yes, sir. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, James.
You're welcome.
Any group that has public visibility like that and, you know, to get people, you know, all over the nation to join, that is a very distinct possibility that they're gathering a list of names of people that they can, you know, come back and try to hit you for something else later on. That's definitely in the COINTELPRO FBI playbook that I believe they're still using and have amped it up even to higher, more heights than they did even in the 50s and 60s with online. You get a lot of feds in online forums this is where we get the term fed posting, right? Feds get into online forums and they try to get normal young white males to talk about doing violence or to try to get them to join a group. And then the group is infiltrated by feds. And then, you know, you're in there, you're monitored and even arrested. And no, I think that's definitely what's happened with these groups. I don't know about Nick Fuentes in specific. It seems like he has somewhat of a legit organization, and he has rubbed elbows with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But personally, I wouldn't join any of these things. I trust our audience here at RBN, and I trust our networking here because it's an organic thing here. So, but I definitely would not join any type of a group, you know, like the Proud Boys, Three Percenters, Patriot Front, Rise Against. I wouldn't join any of that. You just get this mixed bag, and you never know who the Fed is trying to set you up to put you in that situation where you're compromised and where they can get in well with some sort of fake charge against you. But then, as Paul from California was saying, you know, maybe the majority of these people that are being held, maybe that isn't even real. Maybe it's just a show just to get the right wing even more, you know, riled up, similarly to how they're doing Roe versus Wade. And again, I celebrated that on Friday, the Roe versus Wade giving more autonomy to states. That's the name of the game. Yes, you're saving the lives of the unborn, but really, it's all about giving autonomy to the states. and the federal government power collapsing, and I do think that's what's happening. But on the other hand, they're using this politically to set us up for the midterms to try to get the Democrats all riled up and the leftists. And that's what I think the leak was all about, this so-called leak about the Supreme Court talking about this. I think that was all about, you know, politically charging the right and giving them a platform, because they have nothing. They have nothing. Resident Brandon and Kabbalah Haaretz are at all-time lows. They're not popular at all. And these people are scrambling. Up on the break, we will come back for the conclusion of In Plain Sight.
Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. It's there forever.
Welcome back to the final segment of In Plain Sight on your Monday night broadcast. Speaking of the abortion, the Roe versus Wade overturn and the protests thereof, from Courier Journal here in Kentucky, Capitol reactions, hundreds of people flocked to Frankfurt to protest the overturn of Roe versus Wade. Kentuckians continued to react Sunday to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, with hundreds of people gathering outside of the Capitol. Kadima Smith-Willis, a community organizer in Frankfort, said that the impact of the decision on Black people inspired her to organize the protest. And so I think this is because, you know, the stats that Blacks have more abortions, this is probably what they're speaking of here, is that this will impede the ability of Blacks to kill their own children. "We've always been the stepping stool for America," she said. The Supreme Court reversed the landmark 1973 decision that established abortion as a constitutional right. Did it? Is it a constitutional right? I don't think it is. This ruling of Friday was a 6-3 ending access to abortion in Kentucky and more than a dozen other states. So again, the ruling, all it did was give the states the autonomy to make their own abortion laws. And I think we should see more following suit, more legislation following suit about trannyism and gay marriage, hopefully, where states will be able to decide their own course and whether these things are legal or not. And if you don't like it, move to another state. Isn't that democracy? Isn't that not the democracy that these people want? Well, that's what we're in. Back to the Courier article, a trigger law put in place by the Kentucky General Assembly in 2019 placed an immediate ban on abortions in the Commonwealth once Roe versus Wade was struck down. So this was done in 2019, meaning they were anticipating this. This is something that they saw coming. The procedure can now only be performed in the Commonwealth for circumstances where the procedure saves the life of a mother or prevents her disabling injury. Smith and Wills said the decision is indicative of America's views on those who can bear children, especially about Black people, who are three times more likely to get an abortion than white people, according to the data for Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. I wonder why that's in the CDC. That's interesting. White women had the lowest abortion rate, 6.6 abortions per 1,000 people, and Black women had the highest rate, 23.8 abortions per 1,000 women, among the 30 areas that reported race by ethnicity data for 2019. That's interesting. So even though the ban of abortion in Kentucky specifically limits Black people from being able to kill their children, they're saying this is adversely affecting the Black community. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. Please tune in when Ron Dawson joining the Patrick and Jeremy show. You guys stay classy, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.